Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Brother Rogers, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us again.
Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So we're talking about making space for the eternal in our week-long conversation about nurturing a devotional life. Talk to me. What do you turn to for comfort before you turn to God?
Much of the time I turn to friends and family members.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting. What would it look like to fast? Not just from God, but from distractions, or family, or friends.
This is a discipline that I normally embrace, and it's recommended to anyone. Fasting is good, and it's one way of cutting, or rather limiting, the accessibility to things maybe which may distract us. Like we've been saying this week, there are those things that keep us off from the word of God, keep us off from God himself. So I could say, apart from food, those are the things which bring noise. We can cut ourselves from them. Talk of social media, talk of constant meetings. Those are some of the things maybe we can limit our time with them. So the time that we were supposed to be spent with these things is spent with that personal relationship with God, that nurturing that personal relationship with God.
So how has fasting shaped your spiritual sensitivity in the past?
When you look at a man is divided into three. We have the body, we have the flesh, we have the body, we have the soul and the spirit. Much a time when we feed the flesh, we kind of starve the spirit. And when we feed the spirit, we starve the flesh. And starving the flesh is what we call fasting. So whenever I find myself maybe starving the flesh, the spiritual sensitivity is higher. And as I said, this is something that anybody can testify. At any time we feed the spirit, the flesh becomes weaker. And when the flesh is stronger than the spirit, we find ourselves doing things, kind of things, than we could do the spiritual things.
So, what fear keeps you from embracing the discipline of fasting?
Appetite.
I was asking about a fear. I mean, it's appetite to fear, Brother Rogers.
Yeah, this is a temptation that I normally engage, I normally meet when fasting. You see, you can say to yourself, like, if you want to fast from food, then you realize you've been invited by a friend who has a party. Mm. And in that invitation, you cannot be so relevant if you're not taking any food. So at times, I fear, whenever you start fasting, if you are not managing your space, like you cannot command what you want to do during that day, some distractions like invitations by friends, some distractions like official meetings, like if you are officially invited as a guest from an organization, you cannot turn it down. So that becomes a distraction. It becomes an obstruction from the general agenda. That is interesting.
Right, right. Let me ask you my final question. What do you need to let go of to make room for God? Of all the things that you realize you have in your life, what is it that in your particular life do you believe you need to let go of in order to make room for God?
Personally, I could say there are things that are that feed the flesh, and I want to say, like in every day where we come from, things that are recurrent, things that are routine, You see, if you are a man who is into news, like you want to feed on news every day, you want to watch TV at prime hour, you want to listen to radio at prime hour to update yourself with the happenings of the world, those things at times, they are at times close us. They close us. They close the room that is supposed to be meant for God. And when they become a routine, you find yourself doing them daily. So maybe I'll need personally to let go such routines that preclude that shadow the word of God, that shadow God himself for myself.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's leave it there, Brother Rogers. It's been interesting, being very, very interesting. Your perspectives are rather interesting. Thank you once again for coming through and talking to us here at AWR. May God bless you and your family, and may God richly bless you and the ministry you're embarking on. Thank you very much, Brother Rogers.
Thank you, Sammy. God bless you too.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.